Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we are talking about the life of Francis Grimke. Francis Grimke was born in 1850. He was born a slave on a plantation near Charleston, South Carolina. He had a white father who died when he was rather young. And as the law had it at the time, he became the property of his white half-brother. Initially, this half-brother treated him well, and he and his other siblings, along with his mother, lived in town as basically free persons. But then something happened, and as Grimke was moving into his upper teens, his half-brother brought him into his home as a house slave and, by all accounts, treated him very harshly. During the Civil War, one of Grimke's other brothers managed to run away successfully, and so Francis himself attempted a runaway during the Civil War. He was caught and returned, but then, of course, after the war, he was finally emancipated and freed. He went along with one of his brothers to Lincoln University and received his bachelor's degree there in 1870. And after a few years, he made his way up to New Jersey and enrolled and became a student at Princeton Theological Seminary. He studied in earnest from 1875 to 1878, upon which he graduated and also was ordained as a minister in the Presbyterian Church. Just as a fun fact, from those years, 1875 to 1878, Grimke was among the last group of students to have Charles Hodge as his theology professor for all 3 years of the theology curriculum at Princeton Theological Seminary. It was years later that Grimke wrote of his appreciation for Princeton, and this is what he said. This was in 1928, on the 50th anniversary of his being in the ministry. He said, "The findings of higher critics, the rationalist tendencies within the church, the dogmatic and arrogant assumptions and declarations of science that would banish God from the universe or limit his power." And of course, what he's referring there to is all that's happening in modernism and liberalism in the 1900s, 1910s, 1920s. Grimke says, "All of that have not affected me in the least or affected my perfect faith in the Bible." That's a testament to the education that he received at Princeton Seminary under professors like Charles Hodge. Well, after he graduated, he became the pastor of 15th Street Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. He held that post from 1878 to 1885, and then for 4 years, he went all the way down to Jacksonville, Florida, and served as a pastor in a Presbyterian church there in Jacksonville. But he missed D.C., and he missed 15th Street Church, so in 1889, he returned. He kept that post until 1928. Upon his retirement, and he died then in 1937. Of course, back when he was in seminary, he read a lot of John Calvin as a student at Princeton Seminary, and he kept a number of his Calvin books with him throughout his ministry. And at one point, after reading an address that John Calvin gave, he wrote this in his diary: "As I laid it aside, this address by Calvin, more profoundly impressed than ever before with the character and work of John Calvin, there went up from my heart the earnest prayer that when my life ends here, that I too may be remembered because of some things that I have said or done in bringing men face to face with life and its great and solemn responsibilities for which they must answer at the bar of God. To feel, as John Calvin felt, the sovereignty of God, and to get others to feel the same, that is a great achievement and will go on working for good long after we are gone." That's Francis Grimke, And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I have a quote here for you from Absalom Jones. This from a sermon he preached in 1808. Let us carry grateful hearts with us to our homes, to our daily occupations, and let praise and thanksgiving ascend daily to the throne of grace.